Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from Nigel Bright, our church warden, entitled, Are We Ready?
And our Old Testament reading is Ezekiel 12, verses 17 to the end.
The word of the Lord came to me. Mortal, eat your bread with quaking, and drink your water with trembling and with fearfulness, and say to the people of the land, Thus says the Lord God, concerning the inhabitants of Jerusalem in the land of Israel. They shall eat their bread with fearfulness, and drink their water in dismay, because their land shall be stripped of all it contains on account of the violence of all those who live in it. The inhabited cities shall be laid waste, and the land shall become a desolation, and you shall know that I am the Lord. The words of the Lord came to me. Mortal, what is this proverb of yours about the land of Israel, which says, The days are prolonged, and every vision comes to nothing? Tell them, therefore, Thus says the Lord God, I will put an end to this proverb, and they shall use it no more as a proverb in Israel, but say to them, The days are near, and the fulfillment of every vision. For there shall no longer be any false vision or flattering divination within the house of Israel. But I, the Lord, will speak the word that I speak, and it will be fulfilled. It will no longer be delayed, but in your days, O rebellious house, I will speak the word and fulfill it, says the Lord God. The word of the Lord came to me. Mortal, the house of Israel is saying, the vision that he sees is for many years ahead. He prophesies for distant times. Therefore say to them, Thus says the Lord God, None of my words will be delayed any longer, but the word that I speak will be fulfilled, says the Lord God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our New Testament reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 16 to 9 verse 5.
Yeah. But thanks be to God, who put in the heart of Titus the same eagerness for you that I myself have. For he not only accepted our appeal, but since he is more eager than ever, he is going to you of his own accord. With him we are sending the brother who is famous among all the churches for his proclaiming of the good news. And not only that, but he has also been appointed by the churches to travel with us while we are administering this generous undertaking for the glory of the Lord himself and to show our goodwill. We intend that no one should blame us about this generous gift that we are administering, for we intend to do what is right, not only in the Lord's sight, but also in the sight of others. And with them, we are sending our brother whom we have often tested and found eager in many matters, but who is now more eager than ever because of his great confidence in you. As for you, Titus, he is my partner and co-worker in your service. As for our brothers, they are messengers of the churches, the glory of Christ. Therefore, openly before the churches, show them the proof of your love and of our reason for boasting about you. Now, it is not necessary for me to write to you about the ministry of the saints, for I know your eagerness, which is the subject of my boasting about you to the people of Macedonia, saying that Achaia has been ready since last year, and your zeal has stirred most of them. But I am sending the brothers in order that our boasting about you may not prove to have been empty in this case, so that you may be ready, as you said you would be. Otherwise, if some Macedonians come with me and find that you are not ready, we will be humiliated, to say nothing of you, in this undertaking. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to go on ahead to you and arrange in advance for this bountiful gift that you have promised, so that it may be ready as a voluntary gift and not as extortion.
When I read these, it's sort of, it's interesting, the two passages being put together, because both passages, it felt like we're being talked about being ready for something imminent that's going to happen. In Ezekiel, we see that they were concerned about that passage that they kept repeating, that things would happen way into the future. But God says, the Lord speaks, I will speak and it will be fulfilled. It will no longer be delayed. So there is a promise that God will do something there and then for them. And in Corinthians, we see, as Paul is talking to the Corinthians about his visit, the visit of Titus, and Paul tells them to be ready so that they cannot be criticized. So it's about being ready and ready for something to happen straight away. We've had lots of changes in Taunton, lots of changes prior to COVID. We had lots of changes of leadership in churches. And then COVID happened, and that has made a big change. But perhaps we ought to hold on to that fact of the promise in, as in Ezekiel, that God will do something and we need to be ready. So I suppose the question to myself and the question passing on to everybody is, are we ready? Are we ready for God to do something in our church? It may be in our lives and certainly in Taunton. And I was particularly taken, all that enthusiasm that comes out, wasn't it, in that Corinthians passage. It just talks about eagerness all the time, as well as being ready.